Okay, Liz, you start.
Okay. Hi, I'm Liz, aka Anthony is my squirrel, and welcome to the first episode of Adrenaline Junkies and Crooked Smiles.
Woo! Okay, I'm Brittany, aka Zombies Run This Town. That's your cue, Lay.
I didn't even know you finished.
I was finished.
It's Lay, an AKA Sisterhood fan.
Right now we were gonna have two people, but they are not here.
MIA.
I just barely learned what that was a couple days ago.
What does that mean?
Missing in action.
Oh.
No, I'm not alone.
Okay. So the other two people we are usually going to have on as hosts are pure.ambition.writing, aka Dimmy, and unfortunately Dimmy's webcam is out of commission, and we will also usually have Oh Hail Yes, and honestly none of us have any idea how to pronounce her name. We're so sorry.
I think it's Naive, I'm telling you.
All right.
I think it's Naima.
It's got an N in it, and an I and an A. That's all we know.
Bye.
We call her Nia.
Like from that top model thing?
Yeah, Naima. That one chick. Yeah. She was awesome.
Anyway, but she is not here, so it's just the three of us today.
We are awesome.
All right, so let's move on to why this podcast was started. So I guess that means I'm going first, yes?
No, I see your name first, yes.
All right. Okay, so the entire thing was my idea, and to be quite honest, I started the whole thing simply because I was really, really bored one night.
Aren't we all?
Yes, we are all incredibly bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a bunch of other bored people, too, and we all decided to get together and make a podcast about fanfiction. And I think part of it was also sort of wanting to recognize fanfics that aren't as well known and getting the word out there about them. So, yeah.
And me, Brittany, I guess, you know, because people don't know who I am. I joined this because Liz asked me, and immediately I said yes, like a million times yes, I think.
Yeah, something along those lines.
I was pretty excited. And kind of had to do a lot to do this, actually. I had to go and buy a microphone and download Skype, but it was worth it. So worth it.
Okay, well, I didn't really join it. They didn't really ask me. Brittany was all like, you're totally a guest. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much. This is, like, a really awkward podcast.
It's very awkward, but I like it.
Yes. I think the awkwardness works for us.
We're awkward people. We should get t-shirts that say, we are awkward people. Okay, so let's talk about some awards going on out there in the world of Twilight fanfiction. So we got the Bellies. They are right now kind of sit between nominating and voting. You know, they're between. And then voting goes on at July 15th.
The Twilight Fan Fiction Awards, we think, are kind of dead. But we thought we'd mention them anyway in case they come back to life. There hasn't really been anything up since
Zombies.
April.
Zombies. That was kind of weird, but I had to say it. I interrupted you. I feel bad now. I'm going to go wallow in my guilt. Just kidding.
Okay, so then we have the TwiFi Awards, and the winners on that site are up if you're just looking for a good fic to read.
Oh, hey, I can hear you guys.
Excellent.
Oh my god, who was that? Oh my god, she's here.
Finally. Sorry, where were you? I think I just interrupted
something. Whoa.
That was weird, what happened?
That was way weird. We are having technical difficulties. Don't worry.
It's probably my fault. I'm cursing this whole thing.
It's all right.
What happened?
Okay, so Oh Hell Yes has just joined us. So, Oh Hell Yes, right?
Oh Hell Yes.
Oh Hell Yes. Okay, so, and then also we've got the Denali, however you pronounce that, coven. They haven't been doing anything, but they have some winners up if you still want something to read, because reading is always fun. And then we also have the Latua Cantante Awards.
Cantante. You say that funny.
It's Latua Cantante, I think. I don't know. I don't speak Italian. We think the nominations are still open, but it's been kind of inactive for a while, so...
My story's nominated.
Awesome.
Not like it's going to do any good.
Yeah, I should really look into some of this stuff before I turned up. Oh, well.
What?
What?
I did not catch up.
No?
Okay. And then the Sparkle Awards.
Woohoo!
Hosted by...
Me.
Brittany.
Mm,
it's voting.
Voting.
So go vote.
Yep, and then it's closing the 31st, and the winners are being announced the 12th. The August, not July. It's past. No, it's not even past July or 12th. Okay. And then we also have the Razzle Dazzle Awards. Hosted by Lay.
Yay.
Yay. And they're voting.
Voting,
yep.
So go vote.
Vote like you've never voted before.
Yep.
Vote or die. Well, I guess vote or don't vote, but, you know, whatever. And then we have the Golden Chocolate Awards. Yummy. They're accepting nominations.
I think that's such a great name for awards site.
Oh, it makes me...
Golden Chocolate?
Yeah.
I want some golden chocolate right now.
Why would you want a golden chocolate?
Because it's
be gold. And, like, it tastes like
it
gold.
It sounds good.
Yeah, golden chocolate. Who doesn't like golden chocolate?
I don't.
Well, you don't like anything.
Yeah, have you tried it?
Chocolate.
Uh-huh. And I like what is it? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, I was just thinking about Willy Wonka.
And the golden chocolate eggs. That book's good. You guys should read the book. It's amazing.
Ew.
Ew?
Ew.
The book?
Yes, the book.
What about the book? Have you never read it?
No.
Read it.
No.
Well, just wow. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Exactly.
Twilight Twins Award is
a little off fan fiction, so.
Okay. I've never heard of this Twilight Twins Award.
I've heard of them.
I haven't.
I've heard of them somewhere.
Well, okay. Apparently they're in voting.
Yep.
So go vote, even though I don't know that site.
Go vote or don't vote. That's our motto here. Vote or don't vote.
Yep.
And then the Indie Twi-Fic Awards. Ooh. I feel like they should have, like, a light beaming down and the, like, angels singing in the background.
Yes. I love their site. It's amazing.
I know. I'm so jealous.
Especially their banner.
No, I want to eat that banner.
It's a golden apple.
No, it's not golden apple. It's like, wait, is it a golden apple?
It is a golden apple.
I thought it was green.
You're stupid.
What am I smoking? So, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm not really sure what they're about. What are they about?
Okay, so the Indie Twi-Fic Awards, the whole idea is to recognize lesser-known fan fictions. So to even qualify, if you're completed, you have to have less than 1,000 reviews, or if you're incomplete, you have to have less than 30 reviews per chapter. And one of my fics was actually nominated, which I'm very excited about. Because I didn't nominate myself for once.
Shabby.
We should have, like, sound effects that, like...
We need sound effects, you know?
We do. We'll make this podcast funner.
More fun.
Yeah. Like funner. A radio show, you know? They get, like, you know, the fart noises and whatnot. That should
be... Come on, funner's a better word than more fun.
Funner, more fun.
Funner.
Whatever. Okay, so then there's the Twilighters Choice Awards.
Hosted by myself and Demi.
Demi!
Really? I did not.
You did not know that?
No.
Well, maybe if you read things more thoroughly, you would be able to. I've known
that. I don't like reading things thoroughly.
Well, you should. You're missing out on a lot of things.
Okay.
Then they have that All Human Round going on until August 1st. I was nominated twice.
That's a long time.
It's not really that long. I think it's enough.
Okay.
Who wants to do the contest?
I'll do it, I guess.
While you guys were talking about the All Human Round thing.
We were finished. Okay, so we got the Off the Page contest hosted by Leon McFrenchington and Bronze Haired Girl 620. And I only remember.
I think you said that because I cannot pronounce.
What, his name?
Yeah.
Leon McFrenchington.
I can't pronounce that.
It's not that hard. It's spelled out. You just gotta
It's still hard.
It's not that hard.
It is.
Okay, so, my voice cracked. I'm turning into a man.
Again.
Or I'm going through puberty. I don't know. I do not know. It happened to me a lot. Actually got made fun of it. Made fun of for it. It was sad, but it was funny still. Okay, so off the page contest presents the characters of the Twilight Saga with the concepts of other published books and written works, like comic books, plays, screenplays, movies, and everything else, you know?
Etc.
The ETC. Okay, and then there is no limit as to what may be combined with Twilight, classics, contemporary, Victorian, Shakespeare, Marvel, Pixar, whatever the hell you want. That's a hell spelt with H-A-L-E, so I'm not swearing. No. So, and then the instructions are, it must be between 2,000 and 25,000 words, not including the headline disclaimer, author's notes, the tag.
Darn.
Must be a one-shot. Also must remain a one-shot until voting end date. And then it's a lemon contest. So get your smut in. Make sure it's M rating.
What's a lime? I never...
Lime? I think it's like a
almost
slash.
Smut.
Oh.
I think. Don't take my word for that.
I think it's like guy on guy, girl on girl, but I don't know.
Oh.
Probably not, because that's probably what I think it is. So.
One of the readers should write and tell us what a lime is.
Yes, tell us what a lime is. You know?
What do you think a lime
is? Do I think a lime is?
What do they think?
Yes, what do you think what a lime is? Yeah. Okay, and there's no entry limit. You may write as many as you like. You may also write any entry, even if there is already a page contest.
Fun.
Very.
I guess we can't enter.
No, I'm not writing any smut.
I tried that. I sucked.
Yeah, it's like, we can tell she's a virgin.
Shut up.
Okay. So, and then, the first cohesive random contest brought to you by all of us here.
We're going to plan on doing this about once a month, so.
Which I did not know about until now.
See, if you'd read things, you'd know.
I skimmed it.
I'm going to do it for sure, only because I'm always bored.
Okay.
So, it must be rated T for content, so.
Mention yoga.
Woo. It must mention yoga. Must make a reference to one book and one movie outside the Twilight Saga. Must include the... I think that's what you meant. The number 21, the word ambition, someone's sister, other than Bella and the Cullens, and the word zombie.
Someone's sister. That cat came up.
Gotta mention a cat. It's gotta mention the 1900s.
Guys, I'm wondering how the next bit will actually work. Like, the whole flow and make sense bit after all those rules you just put in.
That's true. Very true.
See, that's why it's cohesive randomness.
Glue. Like, glue. That was funny. Okay. And it must be at least 1,000 words.
Which is really easy to write. Come on.
And a one-shot. Like, 1,000 words. That's so simple.
That's 2 pages, isn't it?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't use... I use something else. Yeah, blah.
Use fan fiction to write your...
Yes, that's what I do. Because, you know, I don't have to worry about anything getting erased. Well, except that does happen sometimes, and that sucks, but...
That sucks.
Very.
Totally.
Okay, so some thick recommendations from us.
Zombies, you're up first.
Okay, so my first one is But Inside I'm Screaming by Epic Insanity 101, which is this Jessica fic. It's like kind of an AU Twilight thing going on, but it is hilarious and just awesome, and I would seriously marry the girl because she wrote it. It's so awesome.
That's sad.
I think everyone needs to read it. It puts, like, Jessica in a new light, and she's just this, like, person dealing with life. And it's awesome. And then my second one is The End As We Know It by Heart 496, which is a Twilight zombie story. Imagine that. And it's an all-human, and it's rated M. And as far as I know right now, Edward's kind of not that... He's kind of mysterious. He's not really. But... Yeah, those are my thick recs. Go read them. And
I've never heard of them.
Well, because you...
No, me either.
Well, yeah, they're kind of... They're not really all that big. They're...
That's probably why.
I don't read big stories. I read ones that are kind of like... Don't really have many reviews. Because people need love. Yes. And I want to love them.
Okay.
Yeah, I should totally have thought of something for this. Because I haven't brought any, like... ideas with me. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's okay. There's always next time.
I sure have to think of a couple.
Is that a vacuum?
I don't know. So, Lay, what's your fic rex?
Okay. So, Jaleewood. I hope I said that right. It's... Edward is blind, and, Bella kind of meets him, and it's kind of like she loves him even though he's blind. It's a really cute story. And then the sequel to that story.
Which is? You didn't know the title.
Pieces of Time. Sorry. Pieces of Time. So, check that out.
I've read neither. I think you tried making me read that first one, but I didn't do it. Oh, Lay, we'll be right back. So, Liz, what are your fic recs?
Give me a second. Okay, so my first fic rec is Little Miss Pipe Dream by Laura Kins, and that's Kins with three S's. And it's this really cute story that's pretty much all human. Where Edward moves in next to Bella, and then all the sort of adventures that ensue because of it. But it's better than it sounds, and she adds a really nice twist in at the end.
Ooh, twisty.
Yes, twisty.
Twisty.
Okay, and my second fic rec is A Future in the Past by Sweet Emotion, where essentially Bella gets sent... I know there's a lot out there like this, but Bella gets sent back to 1918 when Edward's still human. And then she gets sent back to the future and meets him as a Cullen.
Oh, that was freaky.
That reminds me of this one story I read, Only Human by that person. I forgot. Crap. It's not good.
She forgot. But we'll track it down and write it for you guys.
It's Only Human by that person. I forgot. Same thing. Okay.
So can you remember what it was about?
It's the same thing. Bella gets sent back to 1918, I think. And then she meets Edward and they, like, fall in love there. So, it's really cool. 20 minutes.
Okay. So, what do your guys' ideal fit look like? I'm almost done.
Well, mine it has to be long, but not like so long that it takes forever to read. And it's gotta be good.
Take the book time.
Or else I'm gonna hate it.
Well, I would be kind of worried if your idea was fit and you didn't want it to be good, but never mind.
Yeah.
Well, come on. It has to be good. It sucks. I don't want to see it.
So what does your ideal fic look like?
Mine?
No. You're going to have to tell us how to pronounce your name. I'm sorry.
Neve.
Neve.
We were all off.
We were like, naive. Naive. Just coming up with random stuff.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Like, every new person I meet is like, Niamha. So, yeah, it was fun. I don't know. I mean, I quite like reading long ones, but I'm quite a fan of one-shots. Like, oh, hey, I can give you a fic rec just for a one-shot. It's... Okay, I've not a clue how you pronounce the pen name, but it's someone called Minisimu or something. They're just on Twilight Archives. But they've written a one-shot called Amputated at the Neck, which sounds really strange, but it's just like Jasper thinking about Edward, and it's really perceptive, so you can
recommend
that.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting would be the word. But...
Jasper.
Yeah, you can expect me to come up with strange fics like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And most of my favorites will be about Jasper, just to warn you.
Jasper's the bomb.
That makes sense. Your pen name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, hell yes.
I saw it on a t-shirt in a cafe press. I was like, aha! So, but it probably didn't have anything to do with me. But never mind.
Alright, Brittany, what does your ideal fic look like?
My ideal fic? I like something that's unusual and different. And, you know? Like, nobody's, like, afraid to go there, I guess. Like, I like things that are just... I like angst. I'm, like, a big angst person. But, you know, I'm really kind of open to anything, except if it's, like, really boring. Like, sometimes, like, I'll just drop out of a fic if I don't like it anymore, which is kind of, like, rude. But if I lost interest or it's got really kind of non-original and boring, then I'm out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't keep on reading a book if you thought it was really bad, so...
Exactly.
Why waste your time?
True that.
I suppose that you could tell someone why you think it's not working anymore, because if everybody stops reading your fic, you're standing there like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah, I'm too, like, lazy to be like, the story sucks, I'm sorry, but...
That would be quite a shame, actually. You just stopped getting reviews at all.
Like, yeah, that's about it. You just don't get a review anymore.
That's a great story.
So, Liz, what's your ideal fic?
I really like all human stories, and so it would probably be all human. But it has to still be angsty beyond just normal relationship angst, because otherwise it gets boring really, really quickly.
Ward.
And it needs to be more than just Bella and Edward. Like, I want to see all the Cullens playing pretty major roles.
Especially Jasper.
Yes. Alright, so what does your worst nightmare of a fic look like?
Who first?
Anybody?
I'm trying to think.
I'll go. Okay, so, like, the worst fic ever would be, like, text talk.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that'd be so annoying.
But it's not funny.
Yeah.
No. That's the worst.
Someone who uses text talk and the story isn't the Cullens I am-ing.
Yeah.
There you go. And the ones who, like, have the worst grammar ever.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like, what are you saying?
Yeah, like, apart from, like, grammar and things, I actually found a fic which was, like, really, really mean to the characters. Like, it was, like, when Bella and Jacob got together and got married or something. But Jake was, like, beating the kids and stuff. I was like, whoa, what's happening in this one?
Whoa,
like, I really hate that thing. Like, they could not do that.
I actually like those.
Okay. You got issues, that's for sure.
Exactly. But, like, if people treat the characters really badly, I'm like, no, what are you doing?
Well, I don't like being so.
She's a werewolf hater.
Yeah. I am. I don't like him. How about yours, Brittany?
Mine? I don't really know what my nightmare fic would look like. I don't really think I have a nightmare fic. If it sucks, that's the only thing that I don't like, if it sucks and I'm not reading it. Or if it's, like, too long, like, if they have, like 20 chapters and, like, 8,000 words per page, I am definitely not reading that unless I was there at the beginning.
Like the red line?
Yeah. The red line.
I'm only on chapter 2.
I cannot read that.
It's been, like, a month.
I just can't read it.
It took me, like, an hour to read the first chapter.
I started, like, reading through it, and I was like, what am I reading?
Like, I kind of admire people who can write that much, but seriously, they could break it up a bit.
Yeah.
But I think it's so much easier if that was, like, 4 chapters instead of 1.
Yeah.
Just break it up and give us more. You could, like, update more often and make us all happy.
Yes. Like I do.
Cliffhangers, suspense.
Actually, one that does that okay, like, have you guys read Grim Reaper's Release?
No.
Because that one has really, really long chapters, but it's still really interesting.
Yeah, some of them are that way. Some are long, and they're still good, but...
Yeah, but what I have a problem with is they're long, is if they're really slow as well. So, like, it's 20 chapters, 80,000 words, and nothing's really happened.
Oh, I'd shoot myself.
Yeah, that would definitely be my nightmare fic.
What about Liz?
My nightmare fic would probably be Jacob Bella with, I'm totally Team Edward, but I will read Jacob Bella if it's written well enough. A poorly written Jacob Bella.
Oh, yeah.
Bad grammar, incorrect spelling, the paragraphs are done wrong, so it's all smushed together.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, like someone I know.
Like, 8,000 words a chapter. Other characters all over the place who don't do anything.
Fun. That's what makes it fun.
Right. Yeah, but still, don't you get really annoyed? Like, they just name drop for all the characters.
Yeah,
like every time you turn up in Forks, it doesn't need to be Jessica, but it is. Because people know her already.
Yeah, like, they like, involve characters that don't really need to be there, but they're, like, trying to bring everyone in so nobody feels left out. It's like, you know, it's okay if it's just these two. You don't need 2,500 people.
You don't need the entire town of Forks to migrate to wherever the story is set.
What are we talking about?
We're talking, you know, like, with all human fics and stuff, you end up with all the same characters there sometimes, which can get quite annoying. You're like,
yeah.
Forks all over.
That's one thing, like, I don't really... I'll read all human fics, but I don't really like them because they're all... You could always find, like, one exactly like it, or you predict everything. It's like, okay, so they're going to break up, and they're going to get together, and then they're going to break up again, and then they're going to fall in love and get married and have a baby and divorce. Or... It's just like...
Some of them are really good, like, even if they are predictable.
Yeah, like...
Some of them would be a happy ending, so you're okay.
Yeah, some of them are real... Like, I'll read them, but, you know, I just hate being able to predict stuff. I'm an Alice.
The author, Fall Down Again Bella. She makes the saddest stories ever.
She's on she's off fanfic now.
I know, but like, she makes the saddest stories ever.
I haven't read her stuff. I don't really read big authors. Only some.
We were young. I cried at the end. It was so sad.
I haven't cried during a fic yet. I've got like teary-eyed, but I've never cried.
Yeah, same.
Have you cried while writing a chapter?
I've came close. I've got teary-eyed. I've even had people like, you made me cry. And I was like, I'm sorry. Here's a virtual tissue.
Yeah, I do quite get into stuff when I'm writing it. Like, most of the stuff I don't post in the end, but still.
Yeah.
Alright, can anyone else think of any brilliant questions to ask each other?
I'm trying to, but,
Oh, I have one. Okay. What is Wide Awake about?
Wide Awake? It's pretty much like Bella. She's been a kind of like sexually abused. Well, not really sexually. Well, she's been abused by Phil. Like she's been kind of like scarred from it all. And she, her mom dies. He murders her mom.
What?
Yeah, and she escapes and goes to live with her aunt Esme and her cousin Alice. And so and like she has these really issues with men. Like if one touches her, she'll freak out. Like she has all these like meant like emotional breakdowns. Like she goes to school and she like freaks out all the time. And like Edward, he's had a hard childhood. Like I guess his father died in a fire, and he was kind of like too scared to do anything. So we kind of.
Is this why they both have trouble sleeping?
About the what?
Is that a different story? So I think that is confused with something else. Like I've heard of a fanfic where they both have like, loads of trouble sleeping. Like they can't
really
sleep.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're talking about.
That's why it's called Wide Awake.
But in the end, they actually do get to sleep by using each other pretty much. They just sleep in the same bed, and, you know. It's kind of cute, but I hate waiting for updates, so I'm kind of like anti-Wide Awake. I'm like, where's the update?
And it's majorly angsty.
It's angst. It just is like...
I need to read that, but I haven't.
It's actually really, really good. It's like, it's the first thing I ever read. That's really pretty good. But now I'm kind of like... Like, I went on her page today, and she's like, I know that I haven't updated. I'm not dead. I don't have swine flu.
I read that. It's funny.
And I was like, woo, she's awake or alive or whatever.
She's wide awake.
She's wide awake, just not writing. Well, she's probably writing, but she's probably busy, too.
Yep. Any other questions?
I'm trying to think of some, but I can't really. I'm kind of, you know, mentally not here, but I'm still here.
Right.
Hey guys, I've read any Jobless fan fictions. I don't think I've read many by you guys. And I'll be the place. Sorry.
What? I have no idea.
I understand. It kind of broke up in the middle.
Okay. I was just saying, like, have we all read each other's fan fictions? Because, like, I know that you guys have written some stuff, and I've written too.
Yeah, I read a Sisterhood fans, and she reads mine.
Hello?
Yeah, I've read some of Neve's and some of each of yours.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
Haven't had a chance to review yet, but...
I was going to ask her, where's my review?
I was going to say that too. I was like, where's mine?
So that will be our homework, to read each other's fan fictions.
Yeah, okay. I actually clicked on your elevator story. Like, I kind of skimmed through it. I didn't read it. But it looks pretty interesting. I think I'll read it.
That's the one that's nominated for the Indie Twi-Fic.
It's got like almost like 1,000 reviews.
Almost.
I'll make you there. I'll get you 1,000.
All right. So I think that's everything.
And this was our weird, awkward, bumpy first one, but you know, it was worth
Stay
it.
Stay with us. We'll get better.
Remember, we are awkward. I think that's going to be the title of this, okay, you guys? We are awkward.
It's the awkward podcast. Great.
Yeah.
Let's dance.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Okay, so I guess we're signing off.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so this has been the first episode of Adrenaline Junkies and Crooked Smiles.
Crookedy.
Sayonara.
Signing off. Over and out, yeah. I think